And my guest today is the Executive Director of the Arts Council, Mara Hanel. And Mara joins me by phone on this wintry Tuesday. And our first topic today is the Artist Gallery and Gift Shop in downtown East Grand Forks.
Yes, we have a nice painting, an artist from the Fertile area, Dale Makovich, who is on display for his just different paintings that he's done, landscapes, some wildlife, some florals. He has an exquisite style that's reminiscent of a different period of time, like something that you would see in a gallery from another era. So it's fun to see the detail in his work, I think, mm-hmm. and it just has a warm, cozy feeling the gallery. So yeah, come on over and check out Dale's work. He's up for another, I think another couple of weeks he'll be up. I don't know the exact date off the top of my head.
Okay.
And then after him, we'll have the Northern Lights photography and maybe some snowflake photographs from Megan Sugbin up in the Hallock area. She had a grant with us and she wrapped that up. So it'll be nice to see her work in our gallery after Dale's.
Nice guy. I talked with Dale a couple of weeks ago. Also last week I talked with Scott Larson from Newfoldon, Minnesota. He's an artist, a painter in Newfoldon, and I had three samples of his work sent to me, all dealing with the ballerinas in the ballet. They are fantastic. Will his work be on display soon in East Grand Forks?
Yes, we're hoping to have Scott in the gallery in the future. You know, it would be nice to showcase his work, so
mm-hmm.
we'll have to keep talking with him. I'm not sure the body of work, because we have a medium-sized gallery, so if the artist has a certain number, sometimes we complement another artist with them. So maybe we could find another artist that's doing ballerina sculptures or something,
yeah.
you know, to complement yeah. his pieces.
Yeah. yeah.
So that would be nice.
Now, we may have listeners that are just joining us for the first time, Mara, and I'd like to get into the gallery itself and the gift shop in downtown East Grand Forks. For those who don't know, where is that located?
It's located right in the Riverwalk Mall, so with the River Cinema Movie Theater.
Mm-hmm.
You go in the back entrance, that's where the big parking lot is, and just come in the door and you'll look to the right, and that's where the shop, Riverwalk Shop, the artists selling their work, and then in the back of that shop is our gallery.
Okay.
It is open Wednesday through Sunday, and the gallery hours are announced on our website.
Okay.
So without having that pulled up in front of me, I would just suggest people go to NorthwestMinnesotaArtsCouncil.com.
Okay.
Mainly, Ron, they are afternoon hours into the evening. So
mm-hmm.
I believe it starts at 2 on, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then on Saturday and Sunday, it would be more the full day.
Okay.
So, yep. But sorry about that. I don't have that right on the top of my tongue. So.
Well, check out the website at NorthwestMinnesotaArtsCouncil.org, where, by the way, we post our chats here on Pioneer on that website, too, every week. Well, what else is on your mind this Tuesday on this wintry day?
You know, mainly we have an individual artist deadline, so any artists listening that's in visual art, performing arts, and literary arts and media arts,
mm-hmm.
they are welcome to submit an application right now into our program. The deadline is January 15th,
okay.
and they can apply for $1,500. It's a little bit more of a project grant, so it's the artist project grant. So they should have something in mind that they would like to attend as a training or purchase as a piece of equipment if they're a more mature artist that's been working in their art form longer. A lot of times a newer artist sometimes is accepted into that program if they have a body of work and they want to go to a training or purchase some smaller supplies. So,
okay.
And then, yeah, so that's, and I have a grant workshop coming up, Ron. That's on the very first week of January. I do grant writing workshops for people to become familiar. They're able to register themselves into our online grant system right within the workshop. And that will be next week on Wednesday, the January 4th. And yeah, so that would be the time to come and attend and just learn more about applying for grants.
Okay, that's Wednesday, January 4th. Is that in Warren?
Yes, it is in Warren at our office. And it's nice for me to know if people are coming or not, because
yeah.
I can set – actually, even if some people are coming and the timing is a little – off and you're kind of alone, we can set a one-on-one time that works better. and those that are attending the workshop can come together and be at the workshop. And Kristen did announce that workshop for me. I believe we set that one at 7, but if someone is interested, they should call me and just confirm the time, and it is on the website. There's a post on our website about the time, too.
Well, it's a great opportunity, and Mara and the crew have been on the air here on Pioneer for 6 years now. And what I've discovered among many things talking with area artists is that their application for assistance through grants has been made so much easier because of what Mara does in her workshops and what's online. And so if you're an artist in the area, you're considering looking for that assistance, check out the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. Money is available. And again, their website is northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. Their number in Warren, you can contact Mara there, is area code 218, and the number is 745-9111. 218-745-9111.
They think it might be a barrier, and once they actually start working on it, it's not too bad. And it is professional development, even to just complete the application, because it gets you thinking about different components that can open up different doors for you as an artist for other funding or just for writing more about your history as an artist and writing about your qualifications and your artist statement, just where your inspiration comes from. So it's all good. It's all healthy, good work to even start the process and try to apply. So, yep.
And the Arts Council serves Northwest Minnesota. I'll test my memory here, Mara. They serve Kitson and Marshall, Polk, Pennington, Red Lake, Norman, and what am I missing?
Roseau.
How could I forget Roseau? Excuse me, Roseau.
Roseau County, yep.
So she covers a large area. She does it well, and she's the executive director of the Arts Council, Mara Hanel. Anything else to chat about today, Mara?
Oh, I think that's about it. Everyone enjoy their New Year's celebrations coming up, and stay safe, and stay safe on those roads.
So. Very good. Thank you so much, Mara. Take care, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.